Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Smokey Wilson singing, Are You Washed in the Blood? And then also, If the Rapture Was Yesterday. And then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Salvation of Hope, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 7 through 11.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing? How are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Let me hear you. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Here's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. I said, hey, are you washed? The blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood? This house where I'm living is not much to look at, but I'm blessed and I call it mine. But soon I'll be leaving to go live with Jesus. Now you can have it if you're left behind. Cause I hold a clear title to a home that's far better, that won't flood or decay. If the rapture was yesterday, would you still be here today? If the rapture was yesterday, would you still be here today? If the trumpet had sounded, thy saints around it, would you have been called away? But while there's still time for you to make up your mind, let me invite you to pray. If the rapture was yesterday, would you still be here today? Jesus said when he comes back, two will be sleeping, one taken and one left behind. How people can go on who aren't rapture ready? Now don't it just stagger your mind? Now we're standing so close on the brink of forever. One step could lead either way. If the rapture was yesterday, would you still be here today? If the rapture was yesterday, would you still be here today? If the trumpet had sounded by saints around it, now would you have been called away? But while there's still time for you to make up your mind, let me invite you to pray. If the rapture was yesterday, would you still be here today?
And this is a good part.
If the rapture was yesterday, we wouldn't be here today. If the trumpet had sounded by saints around us, now we would have been called away. But while there's still time for you to make up your mind, well, let us invite you to pray. If the rapture was yesterday, we wouldn't be here today. If the rapture was yesterday, we wouldn't be here today.
Talk to you about the salvation of hope. And I think in these days in which we're living, you better make sure that you're saved. And it's a tremendous blessing to know that you are born again and to know, regardless of whatever the circumstances may be or whatever we may go through and all the unrest that we're having in our nation. And I think some folks thought that just because there was an election and a change of administration that everything would just be amazingly good and wonderful and everything else. But we're still living in a sorry, sin-laden world and nation. And a lot of the things man can't change, only God can change it. And so, you know, if ever we needed today to be anchored in our faith, today is the day. And that we just can't flip this off and say, oh, well, I guess Jesus is not coming anytime soon and we don't have nothing to worry about. And we got plenty of time to live any old way that we want to live and do whatever we want to do. I contend you don't have that much time. And I contend the King is coming regardless of whoever is sitting in the White House or any other position of authority in government of any other nation. It's not contingent upon that. It's who's on the throne and what he has declared in his word that is crucially important. And so today, it's so important as we share this message with you to make sure that your anchor holds. To make sure today that you're on the rock. To make sure today that you've got that blessed hope in your life today. 1 Thessalonians 5, 7 through 11, we're dealing with the subject today, the salvation of hope. I think today there's not enough preaching on salvation. I think today the church is not today giving people the opportunity to come to Christ. I think we assume a lot of things that people, well, they come to church, they've got to be saved, or they came from this particular family, so they've got to be saved, and this, that, and the other that we come up with and conjure up to try to justify why we think we're going to make it to heaven. I'm going to tell you, you're not making it to heaven on anything of your lineage, anything about you personally. You're only going to make it to heaven on a salvation experience of receiving the Lord into your heart and your life. If you haven't received Him, I'm telling you today, you're lost and you're going to hell. But you ought to thank God today that you're still alive and God's still giving you an opportunity and a chance to become forever free, to be forever changed, to receive Him as your personal Savior. If you don't hear anything else I say today, and this is not even a part of the message, make sure you are born again. Make sure you're anchored in Christ. Make sure you've got this salvation of hope today that is necessary. I want to begin this morning by declaring salvation. Salvation gives us hope today in a hopeless world in which we're living. Salvation today provides faith. Faith today, even in the face of fear that we're facing today. I've watched some of the different things that happened over the last few days on television and the rioters in all the many cities across America, which nothing but they're paid to get out there and to do what they're doing. So, you know, I'm not really sure if their heart is genuine in their concern, but they sure could cough up the tears and show some emotion about our country. And I even caught a little clip of Miley Cyrus, who is a singer, and how she was crying. And, you know, my opinion is, and I share the same opinion with Sean Hannity, that all these people that are not satisfied today, if they're not satisfied with the way things turned out, then, and all these promises that they made that they were going to leave the country, well, I hope they're as good as their word. Amen. And as I saw one of our members post this past week that even said they would be glad to come and help them pack the bags. And I'd be glad to drive them to the airport. Amen. So, we're living in a fearful time. But faith today that is provided in the fact that we've received the Lord, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves, that's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That gives us faith in the face of fear that we're going through, and the guarantee of eternal life rather than the guilt of eternal damnation. Because if you don't know Christ, you today are going to be facing eternal damnation. You're going to face hell. You're going to face the great white throne of judgment. You're going to face a lake of fire. And there is no getting out of that once you have made that decision. Once this life has ended, once the last breath has ceased, once the last heartbeat has happened in your heart, you die and you go to hell. Let me tell you, it's real. And I'm contending today that it's just not a lot of the world today that's going to hell. I'm not sure if it's not a whole lot of people that come in the doors of the church houses across our nation and across the world that are equally lost, that they don't know Christ as their personal Savior. They're identifying their salvation and things that really have no application. Jesus made it explicitly clear in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You're not going to get to heaven on denomination, on baptism, or any other means today. You only get to heaven on a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing Him as your personal Savior. But what's so wonderful about this thing called salvation? Are you saved today? Say amen. The wonderful thing about this today, we are free from the penalty of sin. If you are born again and you receive the Lord, you today have been set free. Hell has no hold on you. Amen. Not only have you been set free from the penalty of sin, you've been set free from the power of sin. I know here some years ago, the black entertainer came out and said, you know, well, the devil made me do it. What was his name? Flip Wilson. And he said, let me tell you, the devil doesn't make you do anything that you don't agree to do yourself. And so, I'm glad today we are free from the power of sin. You don't have to let sin dominate you, control you. You say, well, I got weaknesses. You know what? God can take those weaknesses and turn them into strengths. And you've got to determine today in those areas of weakness that you have and ask God today to strengthen your life. And then one day, thank God, we're going to be free from the presence of sin.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.